are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Friday, October the 4th. And we've already got my first waffling of the season. This is your boy, Matt Shook, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering the NBA for the Detroit News and Associated Press. Pistons fan and follower my whole life and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. We always talk about spreading the word. Spread the word to your friends. Spread the word to your family, your coworkers, everyone in your life who would enjoy the daily podcast about the Detroit Pistons. But today, I want to say a special thanks to the day ones, those guys and gals who have been there listening to this show for a long, long time. We really appreciate you guys. The day ones is what I'm talking about today. Raise a glass to you guys. Appreciate you guys, your support of me hosting the Locked On Pistons, Dan Feldman, Duncan Smith hosting the Locked On Pistons back in those days as well. Appreciate all of you and all that you've done for us over the years. But today, we are going to run down the news from training camp in East Lansing, including a return of the team's star and the biggest star also in franchise history. I'm also going to talk about the crazy idea I had earlier in the week that I've already flip-flopped on and why. And we're also going to talk about the Ringer giving five reasons to watch the Pistons this season. And I'll give one reason why I can't make fun of Andre Drummond the way that that article did. But by the way, give me a follow on Twitter at Matt underscore Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore to that, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons dash Matt Shook. I went through and looked at the iTunes ratings. I do read those. So leave a comment, leave a rating, or leave a review. We'd really appreciate that. A couple of nice complimentary ones of the last couple months, so I appreciate you guys who have done that. It helps out. It helps people find the podcast. There are new Pistons podcasts popping up seemingly daily, so welcome to those folks out there who are starting their own Pistons podcast, but we're the ones that's going to give it to you daily. I'm excited to get this going as the season gets started. It is a little dog days during the off season, but excited to bring it to you four to five days a week, hoping for five a lot of times. And it's a big commitment on my part, obviously, as you can imagine, time-wise, energy-wise, emotions, mostly energy because I'm older, so I don't have all the energy that I used to have back in the day. So, again, don't ask for much from you guys, but do spread the word and do keep those downloads and subscriptions, all that good stuff coming on whatever podcast platform that you use. But back to the Pistons, Blake Griffin is back. He had strep throat and missed the first 2 days of training camp, but he is back. He participated on Thursday for his first day of training camp at Michigan State University in East Lansing. He talked about how Tom Izzo gave a kind of a half-hearted attempt to lure him to Michigan State when he was a high school star in Oklahoma. Of course, Blake ended up with his brother with the Sooners in Norman, Oklahoma there. But, it's flying by. 3 days down. And two more days, Friday and Saturday, for training camp at Michigan State University. I believe they are opening up the training facility on Monday in the new center area in Detroit during the day, while the preseason opener will be Monday night at Little Caesars Arena against the Orlando Magic, followed by Wednesday against the Dallas Mavericks, and then Friday against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Again, worth pointing out that this is the Dallas Mavericks' only trip to Detroit this year, as they are the one team in the NBA who will not be playing at Little Caesars Arena because the Mexico City game counts as the Pistons' home game against the Dallas Mavericks this year. So, I mean, yeah, like I said, it's moving along. Just a few two-a-days, and let's play some hoops. Roll it out there. Just the five preseason games, and then a week after the last preseason game before the season gets started. So not a huge training camp, not a huge preseason for the NBA. Love how they've got it set up with that. And just keep that in mind when we're watching some ugly ball throughout the league early in the season. And I'm fine with that. You know, everyone has to deal with the short preseason. Everyone's going to be rusty, but there's plenty of games and plenty of months to make up for it. But I will say this. I would say that the Pistons, and we've talked about it in the past on the podcast, I think they've got the easiest schedule in the first half, according to some of the metrics out there. And then, like, the hardest schedule after the All-Star break, which is pretty crazy that it worked out like that. But when you're coming back with the same core from last year, obviously we know the second unit's kind of been revamped in a positive way. The same coaching staff, the exact same coaching staff. You know, they've got Sean Sweeney, Sidney Lowe, Mike Anori, the exact same on-the-bench coaching staff from last year. Even Tim Grugrich is back as kind of the second-level coach, the fundamentals coach, and, of course, the DJ Baker that we talked about last night as one of the guys that's back. Almost the entire front office is back, with Sachin Gupta being the only difference there. I'm just saying, this team needs to be good early. Take advantage of the fact that they have continuity. I think this team needs to be not just good, but very good early on in the season record-wise. If we're sitting here in the February trade deadline, just, you know, kind of in contention or barely holding on to the 7th or 8th spot in the Eastern Conference, I might be advocating a sell more than you might expect, just because of the schedule and the fact that not being solidly in the playoffs at that time is a bit of a missed opportunity. So I'm just warning you about that. I think that this team needs to be really good through the end of January, and especially as we're talking about October, November, December. Reach January 1st with a much above 500 record and be solidly in the playoffs before the hard times come, the hard trips come, the dog days. Some of those teams around the league gel with their new acquisitions a little bit more than the Pistons will need to early on in the season. Now, to their credit, they have been strong early in the last two seasons, especially 2 years ago, since we've been doing the show here with the Locked On Pistons podcast with your boy Matt hosting it. They've been really good, really, really good for the first month or so, first couple months, and then kind of fallen off when the schedule got tougher after that. So early, easy schedule early on, take advantage of it as they have these last couple years. Then they've had some of those brutal stretches, had an injury or two that comes in at an inopportune time, talking about Reggie Jackson and Ish Smith. I think they're a little bit better positioned for injuries in the backcourt this year, maybe not so much in the front court. Obviously, they might be susceptible to some depth issues there. And then they kind of played overall to the levels that you might expect when all was said and done. Last year, we remembered that they were great against the dregs. They hardly lost any games except that late game in Cleveland to those horrible teams. This year, there won't be as many dregs in the league. It won't be easily definable that here's the five teams you got to beat every single time on the floor, especially those four at the bottom. I don't think it's going to be as easily defined as the dregs in the middle class and the elite group. We know that the elite group is probably going to be less elite, and there's going to be more teams in that group. So it's going to be kind of changing the way we look at some of those red letter games. But like I said, it was kind of easily definable last year. You had the dregs, you had the teams that we all believed were championship type of teams, and then you had that middle class. And I thought that the Pistons, like I said, very good against the dregs last year, better than expected against the elites, but struggled more with those red-letter games in the Eastern Conference, but also those middle-class games in the Western Conference. Really struggled out west in some of those games. Didn't get a lot of wins against not the elite teams, but the upper echelon of the Eastern Conference. Had trouble, obviously, with Milwaukee. Had trouble with Boston. Didn't get just one win against them, and kind of struggled against some of those red-letter teams like we mentioned. So we'll see how the schedule breaks down. We'll come up with a new formula of how to watch those red letter games this year. Obviously, teams like Orlando, teams like Miami. I will throw Brooklyn into that group for right now as a team that might be competing with some of those final spots in the Eastern Conference. And those are kind of the red letter games at this point. And we'll see if a team like Atlanta or Chicago jumps into that group as far as being a playoff contending type of team, because I have a feeling that someone in the Eastern Conference is going to have to jump up and be in that top 10 with the Pistons and some of the other teams that we talked about here. But some other news from training camp was that Isaiah Thomas, Zeke, was in town once again for the second straight day, and he did talk to the media this time. He talked to not much memorable from the quotes I read in the videos I saw of Isaiah Thomas talking. So the team is on the right course. Talked about establishing the culture that they had back in the Bad Boys days in the 04 era. I got George Blaha coming up this week. We're scheduled to talk to him on Friday, so hoping to play that interview for him on Monday. And I'm wondering, I'll ask George about this. Is that the only way to build a championship team? Is it have to be from the defense out with this program and this franchise? Obviously, it's been the two only successful ways that it's worked so far, but I wonder if that's just kind of a marriage that you have to commit to if you're Dwayne Casey and the front office with this franchise here. But Isaiah and Dwayne Casey did a lot of tactical talk on the court at the Breslin Center on Wednesday and talking about pick and roll coverages, stuff like that, according to Vince Ellis of the Free Press. So, you know, interested to see if the Zeke relationship continues to grow with the Detroit Pistons, have him more involved. I know he's in Chicago a lot of times and then in Atlanta with Turner at NBA TV doing stuff as well. So it'd be nice to have Isaiah in Detroit more times throughout the season, showing his support for the franchise that he is obviously the greatest player of in franchise history. But like I said, preseason starts on Monday. Dwayne Casey told the reporters that he's going to be using preseason to get the second unit guys some burn, especially that Joe Johnson, Christian Wood competition for the 15th spot on the roster. And given guys like Svi Mykhailiuk, Bruce Brown, probably less so Bruce Brown, but more Svi Mykhailiuk and Khyri Thomas, chances to prove that they can get the minutes that maybe evaded them in their first year or so in the league. So we'll see how that all shakes down, and we don't have much time to wait with Monday against the Magic. Preseason starting, we're going to have another show on Monday before that comes. But excited to watch some NBA basketball. I'm excited. Football, I tolerate it. The Lions, I tolerate them too. But the NBA season is where I get excited, and I'm excited to watch some Detroit Pistons basketball this coming season. But speaking of excited, Manscaped is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. That's right, Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. Up next, I am going to tell you about the thing about the Pistons that I've already waffled on. We are not even a week into the actual season as far as training camp starts, and I've already changed my mind about one thing that I was bubbling on early after media day. That's up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on in the show, we're going to talk about the Ringer's preview article about the Detroit Pistons, five reasons to watch the Pistons, and I'm going to give you one reason why I can't make fun of one of the reasons that they made fun of Andre Drummond. If you got that all written down, there will be a test later. But I've already got to throw up my hands and say I've been wrong about something already. I kind of alluded to it on the show, would have been Tuesday's show after media day. I kind of got a little bit caught up in the hype because, man, I walked in there late, as I talked about on Tuesday's show, and Derrick Rose is up at the podium. Joe Johnson's up at the podium. Markieff Morris is up at the podium. I mean, we're talking about guys that are, you know, MVP level players. And Derrick Rose, Joe Johnson's been to many All-Star games, a 20,000 point scorer, just, you know, all-time great is pushing it on Joe Johnson, but a guy who was all said and done, and I'll probably argue against it when this happens, but he's going to be in Hall of Fame consideration someday. Markieff Morris, obviously not at the level of those guys, but a veteran who's proven himself over the years, a guy who's been, you know, a lot of wins, some playoff triumphs with the Washington Wizards, and a guy who's feared around the league and known around the league for his toughness and his ability, obviously a high-profile career at Kansas alongside his twin brother, Marcus Morris. But, man, I kind of bought into the hype a little bit. And the indications are, by the way, from what we've seen and what we've heard from Vince Ellis going into training camp, obviously a sourced type of nugget from him, that Joe Johnson has the upper hand on the number 15 spot for the Pistons on the roster over Christian Wood. Those are the two guys with the non-guaranteed deals that are coming to training camp seemingly to compete for that 15th spot. And like I said, there's a chance the Pistons make an unexpected cut of a guy on a guaranteed contract, which would kind of be a little bit tough for the cap hit to take there. Or they could look to deal more likely one of the young guys, probably Khyri Thomas, Svi Mykhailiuk, and see if they can get a second-round pick for one of those guys. Or less likely, maybe Langston Galloway. It could be a situation where you end up getting maybe nothing for him, or maybe something like just the trade exception. Hard to believe that there's a team that's going to want to pay Langston Galloway $7 million. Maybe you could attach a pick to him to get rid of him at this point. Obviously, his value goes up come trade deadline, and it's going to come some the time of the season when some teams have kind of thrown up the white flag on this season. But long story short, I walked into media day and I kind of walked out of there thinking, man, Derrick Rose is a Piston, Markieff Morris is a Piston, Joe Johnson is a Piston. This is kind of unbelievable, because you think back on Joe Johnson's career, some playoff moments there, obviously a lot of points year after year of production down in Atlanta and Phoenix and Brooklyn, all the years he's had. And like we said, the Brooklyn playoffs, a little bit of a history there, and into the later part of his career with the Utah Jazz when he had the playoff series win against Blake Griffin and the Los Angeles Clippers. And I kind of was drinking the Kool-Aid, bought into it, and walked out of there thinking, man, Joe Johnson should make the team. Maybe he's even going to get some run. Maybe you can even see him hitting some big fourth quarter shots, maybe even contributing to the first playoff win in 11 years for franchise history. I kind of let my mind wander a little bit. But as time went on and I got myself removed from the Palace of Auburn Hills, removed from Media Day a little bit, I went back and went back to my original opinion that Christian Wood should get that 15th spot. The Pistons should not keep Joe Johnson. Again, I have a feeling, and I also believe, based on the sourced information from Vince Ellis of the Free Press, that they will keep Joe Johnson. They're going to give him some kind of opportunity to see what happens. But, man, I'm looking at this team, and if we're thinking about it with clear eyes, we're still thinking about a team that is at best a sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. And if we're talking about getting into the 4-5 competition, it's probably because there's some injuries throughout the Eastern Conference. Now, of course, we reserve the right to be completely surprised by a really strong season, and nothing would make this podcaster and a lot of you guys happier than that if this team ends up being even better than we possibly might think they might be. But, man, I think this is still a team that needs to find those young assets. They're still in kind of a building phase. This core going forward, you need to start thinking about Bruce Brown and how he develops into more of an impact player in this league. Luke Kennard, how to make him the apex of the type of player that he could be in the NBA. We need to be developing Sekou Doumbouya in a smart way. We need to keep rolling the dice on those Thon Maker-type moves. Keep bringing in guys off the waiver wire like Christian Wood. The list goes on and on. The second-round picks, Jordan Bone, find ways for him to contribute. Maybe Lewis King is a diamond in the rough. Just like those kind of moves are the things that Ed Stefanski and the training, the front office staff needs to be thinking about, needs to be keying on. I think that they, from all indications, Christian Wood seems to be a pretty nice find. Now we'll see how his training camp performance goes. Obviously, preseason is something we'll see with our own eyes on television, and those preseason games shouldn't necessarily determine roster spots in the preseason type of situation. You kind of have to take it in the totality of how they perform and how they fit into the team. But man, if you're looking at the backup center situation, I don't think any of us are very comfortable with Markieff Morris, Blake Griffin, Thon Maker, whoever you choose to be in that backup center spot short of Christian Wood. It seems problematic. It seems like that might be an issue. And if you can have a young big man like Christian Wood, especially given the uncertainty with Andre Drummond going forward, if you can establish Christian Wood in your program as more of kind of a modern center type, and sure, there's no guarantees that Christian Wood will ever be a starting caliber player in the NBA, but you got to roll the dice on shots like this. And I'm just kind of warning you guys as Pistons fans, you're going to see Joe Johnson on the floor in the preseason wearing a Detroit Pistons uniform. Don't buy into it. Don't buy into the hype. There's a reason that he's 38 years old. He's been outside of the NBA for a full year. He dominated the Big Three, but that's still the Big Three. And just kind of admit that I was wrong for having those Joe Johnson dreams, those Joe Johnson thoughts, and just kind of a plea to you guys out there to not fall into that wormhole, not fall into that trap, and just believe, stay the course, that this is a building situation, and that moves like Christian Wood are good ones. Moves like Joe Johnson, while tantalizing, are not the moves and the focus that this team should have going into this season and beyond. So let me know what you think about that. Maybe you're falling for it too, or maybe you believe that Joe Johnson is the answer for this team, for this season going forward. But Indochino is definitely the answer. It is the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. Start your style upgrade now with $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more. Why only that much? At Indochino.com when entering Locked On at checkout. Again, Indochino.com. Enter Locked On at checkout. Up next, we're going to talk about the Ringer's article for 5 reasons to watch the Pistons, and I'll give you one reason why I can't quite buy in to their making fun of one of our Detroit Pistons. But that's up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. All right, so I'm looking for your predictions. Do you have a bold prediction? Do you have a best-case scenario and worst-case scenario? Give me 1 minute or less on the Google voicemail line, 810-666-1546. Call and leave a voicemail. Give your name, where you live. We'll go a minute and a half even. Minute and a half or less. Your bold prediction for the upcoming Pistons season, or your best and worst case scenarios, or if you have an off-the-wall prediction, and squeeze it all in that voicemail, and we'll play these on the show as the season draws closer. We're only about two and a half weeks away from the NBA season beginning. I'm excited. I'm happy to see the podcast numbers are back up. You guys are ready for the season and spread the word. I'd like to stay pretty consistent with those high numbers that we're used to as the season kind of gets rolling along. But The Ringer, we talk about The Ringer a lot here on this show. One of my favorite websites. I'm an OG Bill Simmons guy. I used to read him back when I was in college, when he was with on the old school Page 2 ESPN.com site. So me and Bill go way back. I listen to his podcast more times than not when a new episode comes out, although if it's like one of those actor types, I may not listen to it. You know me, I'm not big into the pop culture, too old for some of that stuff. But yeah, OG Bill Simmons guy, I know he takes a lot of crap, and I know he deserves a lot of it too. You got to roll your eyes sometimes. I know he's 50 years old, still pretending to be hip a little bit. I'm 36 and certainly have given up the ghost on that for sure. But The Ringer, his website, came out with an article. They're running their NBA previews, and for the Pistons, they had five reasons to watch the Pistons, and those five reasons were players, and kind of broke it down in an irreverent kind of way. I won't spoil it for you, but I will point out that the players were Blake Griffin, Tony Snell, Reggie Jackson, Andre Drummond, and Joe Johnson, and spoke kind of in an entertaining way, a look back, kind of a reminiscent type of way at those guys and their careers. But Tyler Parker was the writer's name, and he went in a little bit on Andre Drummond, teasingly with some of the self-help quotes that he's passed along on his Twitter timeline. I had a chuckle about it, and I pulled a couple of those self-help quotes that Drummond has passed along on Twitter these last couple weeks. One of them, we'll start here, and quote, "Be ready for some good energy that's about to enter your life. Everything is getting ready to shift in a positive way for you. You're about to be released from all that has been holding you back, so you can start shining your inner light. You are a powerful being," end quote. Another one from that same week, I think it was last week, end quote, or starting quote. And I quote, I guess is the term I'm looking for. "This is the year of stepping into your truth, your purpose, your passion, and doing what you really want, even when it doesn't make sense to anyone else. Now more than ever, you need your soul to be activated in your everyday life so that you can start living fully and happily," end quote there. Hey, these are good things. I love the inspirational quotes. And then it sounds like Andre Drummond's in a little bit of a self-help kick right now. Maybe he's motivated for the contract year, and we'll see how his season goes down. And like I said, Tyler Parker kind of poking fun at it a little bit there. But again, I am the last person that's going to make fun of Andre Drummond for this. First of all, nothing wrong with it. The inspirational quotes, maybe it touches somebody. Maybe it gets someone on the right path to start their day, or whenever they see it. But I'm the same guy who has an Instagram account where pretty much every picture that I post is that of a followed by a Bruce Springsteen caption lyric. So not only does that dictate that I have the oldest sensibility in terms of my taste in music, but it's pretty lame in and of itself. But I have kind of my motif where I'll put the boss's lyrics up next to my Instagram photo. So give me a follow on Twitter, by the way. I think it's Matthew.schoch, something like that. Yeah, Matthew_schoch. Give me a follow on Instagram. Give me some of those social media likes there that we're all addicted to. But I'll be posting some Pistons stuff throughout the season, and maybe we'll boost up the Instagram presence as the season goes on. But check that article on theringer.com and support Bill Simmons. He's the OG guy who's kind of changed the game as far as I don't know if I'd be able to do this podcast if it wasn't for guys like him and gals like that who kind of changed the game from it being as much of a, you know, stuffy or a profession that we had, and now it's kind of the kind of place where I can do a podcast where I'm talking about my Instagram account with Bruce Springsteen lyrics and the kind of crap that we talk about here on a daily basis that keeps you guys hopefully a little bit more entertained than your everyday dry podcast about the Pistons and X's and O's and teams around the Eastern Conference and all that good stuff too. But if your company wants to reach an upscale male audience, then your company's ad should be running right here on this podcast to get your company connected with this audience. At Locked On Pistons, email me at Matt_Shook@yahoo.com or email locked@lockedonpodcast.com to get more details about increasing your business. Guys, thanks for listening to the show. We will be done for the week, but back to you on Monday with one more episode chasing George Blaha and some exciting guests for next week as well. Going to preview the Central Division, get some of those Lockdown hosts onto the podcast as well. A lot of good stuff planned and a lot of good stuff coming as I'm excited to bring NBA basketball to you guys. I'm excited to watch the Detroit Pistons and the rest of the league, and I hope you guys are too. So spread that word. Have a great weekend. Enjoy a big weekend of college football. Enjoy a Sunday free from the Lions, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday. Thanks for listening. Have a great one. This is your host, Matt Shook, saying goodbye.